We have arrived at the vigil of this fatidic day, this Palm Sunday, which recalls to us the entrance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as King of the Jews on a colt of an ass, as was part of the coronation rite of the King of Israel, the King of Jerusalem, because he is the true King. He is indeed the one that was to come into the world, whom had been awaited for thousands of years, and especially since the time of his father David, who was his father not through Joseph, but through Mary, the ever virgin immaculate Mary. And thus the prophecies are fulfilled, one after the other, as we have read just a few of them in the Passion of our Lord. In the meantime, we begin the celebration of this week, so special, so sacred, that it is called in every language Holy Week, Semana Santa, Settimana Santa. And so today we give thanks to God, for we are recalling the suffering that he underwent for us. Throughout this whole week, one day after the other, different things happened which fulfilled the prophecies. And of course, we will come to Wednesday, which in English is called Spy Wednesday. It is the day on which one of his disciples, one whom he loved, and the Blessed Mother told the different visionaries how much she and our Lord tried to help him, but he would not listen. It would go in one ear and out the other, like most people. Judas Iscariot, he betrayed him, and he made a deal with the Sanhedrin and the priests of the temple. And according to the prophecy, they paid to him 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. And so our Lord was betrayed by him. Finally, on Wednesday, the contract was signed and sealed with 30 pieces of silver. And then, of course, we have the sacred Triduum, the three holy days which we shall celebrate. Holy First Day, when he gives to us two of the most important sacraments of the Church, the sacrament of holy orders, the priesthood, in order that the next sacrament would be possible, the sacrament of the Eucharist. For there is no Eucharist if there is no priest. And our Lord gives to men, unworthy men always, never ever worthy, who now have the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to transform bread and wine into his body and blood, soul and divinity, into himself. Do you realize it? Every time we kneel here before the altar and the priest says the words of consecration, that this is Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has come to us to give us himself as our food on earth to prepare us for heaven. Do we realize that it is Jesus? It is not a symbol, it is the real Jesus. His body and blood, soul and divinity. Not a dead Jesus, but Jesus who is now risen and ascended into heaven, who sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again on the last day to judge the living and the dead. Then, of course, on Friday, which in English is called Good Friday, in other languages is called Holy Friday, in which the main part of the drama unfolds. He is tortured, and he has to carry the very heavy cross between 80 and 100 pounds all the way to Mount Calvary, which was said to be over the place where the skeletons of Adam and Eve were buried. And that's why oftentimes you see crucifixes with a skull and crossbones underneath the feet of Christ. That represents Adam and Eve, the first who were given everything but disobeyed God, betrayed God, and as a result, we have lost eternal life. We have lost all the preternatural gifts, those which our Lord kept because he was also God, those which will be given to us again if we rise again to glory at the end of time. Walls and doors and windows will have no effect on us. We can walk through them just as Christ did. And so we will celebrate that faithful but good and holy day when Jesus Christ gives his life for our salvation. He is the true Lamb, the Paschal Lamb, who is sacrificed to give us life. And of course, on Saturday night, which we celebrate earlier, but it is really in the middle of the night, when everyone is asleep except the apostles, the Blessed Mother, and the disciples who are suffering and wondering what's going to happen, all of a sudden, there is like an explosion, more than an atomic explosion. And those who study the shroud say that that which cost the image on the shroud, which is a perfect image of the body of Christ and the face of Christ, was caused by many, many thousands of times the power of an atomic bomb. And this explosion of the light of Christ makes this shroud possible, which we have to this day. And of course, he comes forth from the tomb, and the soldiers and the guards fall and are terrified. And then he, privately, though it's not in Scripture, but it is in Revelations, he meets alone with his Holy Mother, who is the first to see him risen from the dead, who rejoices with him. Then he goes one by one to the different apostles and disciples, and thousands of persons rose from their tombs on that night. And they're walking around Jerusalem, not ghosts, but their bodies. It is the resurrection of the Lord, which becomes for us our own promise of resurrection. Because we will die for a time, but we will not die forever. And so we give thanks to God for these many, many blessings, which we shall celebrate during the next week, the holiest time of the year, the holiest time of our lives. It is the reenactment, in a real way, of the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ the Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.